Happy Father's Day, Daddy. Wake up, mister. I brought you breakfast. It's a surprise. Well, a surprise means you won't know if you don't open your eyes and see for yourself. Oh, shh, the kids are still sleeping. Besides, it's not a bother. Baby, come on, I don't want it to get cold. What? No. Yes, I should have, and I did. Baby, it's your day. I wanted to. Come on, sleepyhead. Come on, rise and shine. There we go. Give me my kiss. Good morning, handsome. How do you sleep? Good? I didn't wake you up. 'Cause I was tiptoeing around, trying not to wake you up when I went to the kitchen. I really wanted to bring you breakfast in bed, but I wasn't sure if I'd ruin it by waking you up ahead of time. Well, I would hope so. It's your favorite, and fresh off the stove. Yeah, they're still sleeping. I wanted us to have a couple of extra minutes, but I'm sure they'll smell it soon, and then it's back to the kitchen for mommy. No. No way. It's daddy's day. I've got it. Now eat up, mister. Oh, these are their little art projects for you. We made them yesterday while you were at work. You can guess who wanted to have theirs open first by how big the handwriting is. Yeah, that's your daughter. Go ahead, open it. No, they won't get mad. They have a few other things they said they would give you later on in the day, and that they wanted to read them to you themselves. But don't tell them I told you that, because you know how that'll go. Oh, let me see. Yeah, I did see them yesterday, but she added some things to it I didn't see. She must have added them after she showed me. This is so cute. Oh, well. Her little hard eyes. They weren't there before, and your cape is noticeably bigger than it was yesterday. So, that's so sweet. Are you kidding me? You're her whole world. If anyone was getting a cape in this picture, it was you. Oh no, it's paint. She insisted on painting it instead of coloring it too, so a lot of time went into this one. I think this was like her second try because she didn't like the way the first one turned out. She does not get her perfectionism from me. Okay, she does, whatever. Are you ready for the next one? Okay. Well, I just want to say he was determined to make his stand out. Just know that before you open it. You'll see. Yeah, a pop-up. Isn't it so cute? He's so creative. I have no idea. He said he went on YouTube and found out how to make one. I just let him be. Oh yeah, loads of fun. They were definitely not trying to outdo one another the entire time with their gifts. No, it's okay. They were still having fun with it. It's fine. It was good for everyone. I love you. Do you know that? No. No, I'm not just saying that because of what day it is. I mean, yes, it's your special day and you deserve every ounce of recognition and respect on it, but you know how important and special you are to me, right? You know how much I love you every day, don't you? Mi amor. I know I'm not always easy to be with, and having kids probably didn't help with my occasional mood swings, but I appreciate you so, so much. I always have, far before we even had kids. Back when it was just you and me, and all of our naivety and inexperience and fears and all that. I mean, you've been with me on the ride of a lifetime, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I wouldn't want to be with anyone else, ever. Because you're perfect for me. That's why I said I do. Seriously, thank you. Thank you for being my partner, my best friend, my husband, the father of my children. Thank you. Thank you for our children. For this life I dreamed of and hoped for, but never really thought I'd ever have. It's only because of you that I have it at all. No, I mean it. I know you tend to think of yourself as just another ordinary guy, making his way through life and work and adulting, but you're just different. You're special to me, to us. So special that you felt impossible, actually. Well, it's like I've told you before. Before I met you, I didn't even think you could exist. I mean, you are just so good and pure on a soul level that it took me a while to believe it wasn't just an act, you know? I'm sure you remember. I felt like, what are the odds that a man like this is ready and willing to not only be mine, but settle down? You're laughing, but I'm kind of serious. It's not every day you meet a guy who's on the same exact wavelength as you. One who's in touch with his feelings and knows how to express them in a healthy way. Knows his faults and wants to actively work on them with you. Wants the same things you want for the same reasons. A guy who wants to build and protect and be vulnerable in that all at the same time. You just matched me, and I matched you in a way that felt undeniably right. It was like coming home. And do you know how long I've waited for this? To have a home to be able to come to? When I was a little girl, I always dreamed of having my husband and kids and being able to celebrate these sort of things together as a family. And you, my love, absolutely deserve this and so much more. You are an amazing daddy and husband. I couldn't get through parenting or life without you. Being able to say you're my husband and I'm your wife, sharing a last name, having children that are just these perfect little halves of each of us, getting to see these little parts of you in their faces and personalities, knowing we made them, it's everything. It's so crazy to remember how before you I figured this kind of love and family would just always be out of reach for me. But then you gave it to me. You gave me my life. This life that I wanted so badly. Our beautiful kids that I wanted so badly. The emotional security, the mental understanding, the privilege to grow up and grow old with someone who wants it just as bad as me. I guess I'm trying to say you gave me the best gifts I could ever ask for. And for that, I'll always do my best to show you how life-changing and amazing you are. It is an honor to be your wife and the mother of your children. And I just hope that I can make you feel just as honored to be my husband and the father of my children for the rest of our lives. Because it is going to be the rest of our lives. I always want you to feel appreciated and unconditionally loved. I want you to feel wanted and respected, because if anyone in this world deserves to be told what a great job they do, all around, it's you. And I'm so proud of you for all of it. Everything you've overcome to be here. Baby, I am proud of you for standing in the face of your difficult childhood and not letting it deter you. Because I know how hard that is. We both do. And I remember how hard it was for you. But had you not been brave and gone for it with me, even in the face of everything, we wouldn't have this life, this beautiful life. Baby, I know you were afraid of becoming a father. I still remember that. And I know the reasons why, but I can tell you from the bottom of my heart that you pass this with flying colors every single day. I mean it. Look at me. I know being a father when you didn't have the best role model yourself was a very daunting thing. But I hope you know and believe you're doing an amazing job. Our kids think you're Superman. Real life. Our son wants to be just like you. And our daughter, well, you see how much love that little girl has for her daddy. In fact, I'm sure any minute now she's going to wake up and try to kick mommy out of the bed just to have daddy all to herself. But that's okay with me. I want that. And I get it. Because you're amazing. Anywhere you are, there's peace and safety and love and laughter. That's why sometimes I like to sit back and watch my life through a different lens. Like, from the outside looking in. Sometimes I just watch you with our kids and I can't believe this is my reality. Because the safety and comfort you've provided for their little hearts in this little home and in my heart. You're my Superman too. You are the backbone of this family, and I am so damn proud of you because you figured it out from scratch. I'm not exaggerating, mi amor. Accept the truth and give yourself credit where credit is due. You've become the man you dreamed of becoming. You didn't have a blueprint or guidance. Like me, all you had were lessons, hard ones. I know you don't talk about it much, but lonely ones that you had to navigate on your own. And it's because of that that you refuse to let our kids have to endure the same things. That's why you refuse to abandon me when things get tough. You let our kids talk to you. You let them express themselves. You don't judge. You're patient even when you're tired. Let me finish. Let me finish. You're compassionate, even when you're frustrated. You do everything a father should, and then some. Same with husband. You do everything a husband should, and then some. You've done that, and I love you for it. And I know they do too. And the older they get, the more they'll understand how awesome you are. Nothing. Okay, I'm getting emotional and I don't want to cry. Give me a spot. I'd rather just hug you and appreciate this time we have together before the kids wake up. I don't want to spend it crying. Perfect. I won't. I'll try my best not to cry. It's too damn early for this. I'm not. Oh, but speaking of the kids, they're going with their grandparents today. It'll be later on, just for a little while so we can have some daddy and mommy time. Settle down. I have reservations for us at that place that you've been wanting to try. That will come after. So will your gifts. I got you a few things. That's not a gift. You get that every day. Don't tickle me. Stop. You're gonna make... Stop. Baby, stop. You're gonna make me laugh too loud. You're gonna make me laugh too loud and wake them up, baby. See what you did?